special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to contact me, you can do so by emailing me at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com, thefreedomministry@protonmail.com, and you can check out my work online at bitchute.com, a YouTube alternative. YouTube is just going the way of mainstream television at this point, so I highly recommend anybody that's still somehow made it on that platform until this date to migrate you and your audience off of that website and go to websites such as BitChute. Go to bitchute.com/thefreedomministry for my work. Subscribe and take a look. And share it everywhere you can. You need not even give me credit. The truth is far more important. And God is no respecter of persons. If you wish to call in, you may do so. Please call in. You can donate as well by calling 800-724-2719, extension 3, donate by phone, or go right to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. And if you wish to call in and be heard, comment on air, call toll free, 1-800-313-9443. Again, that's 1-800-313-9443. Right before the break, I was discussing how the Jewish influence and control in the field of medicine and medical practices are used to weaken and kill our people. And there is at least a couple Israelite preachers still out there telling it like it is. I'm going to quote here from Pastor Chuck Baldwin, titled "The COVID and Green Energy Tyrannies." The phony COVID and green energy narratives have absolutely nothing to do with science and health, and everything to do with tyranny and the destruction of natural constitutional liberty in the United States. And the two reports I'm referencing in this column more than substantiate that statement. One of the strangest parts of the COVID-19 pandemic has been all of the public health experts, quote-unquote, who openly lied to the American people while expecting to be lauded as heroes in response. Certainly, most have witnessed Dr. Anthony Fauci's grotesque level of arrogance over the years, with numerous examples of the good doctor admitting to lying in order to get the outcome he desired from the public. For his efforts, he's got magazine covers and million-dollar awards. And what do we call that, right? Dr. Fauci admitting to lying just to get the outcome he desired from the public. That's what's known as the ends justify the means. The ends justify the means. And that is Freemasonry. That's another Jewish concept. That's what they do. We even have Pfizer targeted after the Thai princess falls into a coma. It's from February 3rd from Henry Mackow's website, henrymackow.com. It seems that the Thai royal family had a princess who was a good global citizen. She took three of the Pfizer shots. Well, she went back into a coma a while back. The Thai royal family is very distressed and investigations were ordered. This is titled, The Narrative is Collapsing. Thailand Drops a Bombshell on Pfizer. The Thai king is finally making the connections that Pfizer's mRNA vaccine is a slow-kill bioweapon. He will be declaring the Pfizer contract null and void due to fraud, which will result in the stripping away of all immunity. Lawsuits and compensation payments just in Thailand will be greater than the billions in COVID profits that Pfizer stole on the backs of taxpayers. Well, that sounds nice. We'll see it if it happens. We will see it if and when it happens. And we have a quote from Catherine Watts in the medical field. This article is the fourth of a series on the role of the U.S. government in orchestrating a bioterrorism attack upon their own citizens, utilizing biowarfare agents marketed as COVID-19 vaccines. She says Congress and the U.S. presidents legalized and funded the overthrow of the U.S. Constitution through a massive domestic bioterrorism program relabeled as a public health program on behalf of the World Health Organization and its financial backers. That's legal researcher Catherine Watt. And in her own words, she says public health has been militarized. Militarized. People still can't believe that the subverted government wants to kill them. The vaccine is about depopulation. Depopulation. Jumping right back into the reading here, we're in the conclusions and comments section at the end of chapter 7. We have a couple more chapters to finish the book here. As I said, the Jewish control in the field of medicine and medical practices are used to weaken and kill our people. The Jewish influence in education has warped the thinking and retarded the capacity for higher thinking in young white people. Look at television. In fact, don't look at television, right? I wish you didn't. But that's all you need to see today to understand how this has happened and how and why it's happening right now. It's militarized, just like our health is militarized. Our entertainment is militarized. Sports are militarized. It's all been militarized. The Department of Defense has big plans for you. Big plans. And the swarm of Jewish lawyers and Judaized lawyers, the Shabbos Goy, have entangled the legal system with rules and laws that have forced people into bankruptcy and debt. In every field and walk of life, the Jew attacks and seeks to destroy those who obviously possess the birthright, the white race. All of this activity and control remains rather concealed from the people due to the Jewish-controlled media. They control the media. so they control what the media says and reports. As the Jewish author Alfred Lilienthal had written, quote, "The most effective component of Jewish connection is probably that of media control. It is well known that American public opinion molders have long been largely influenced by a handful of powerful newspapers, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, owned respectively by the Sulzbergers, Myers, and Pulitzers, all Jewish families. The media is now used to hide the birthright from its heirs. The Adamic birthright and the Abrahamic covenant were a blessing and a promise for the heirs of the Adamic race. They included a promise to be prosperous, rich in material wealth, to be a great nation, and that the heirs would have a right to dominion in the world. This blessing was bestowed upon Esau by his birthright, but Esau sold that birthright to Jacob, and with all its promises and blessings. It is thus out of jealousy and revenge that Esau desires to see the destruction of Jacob's blessings. His culture, civilization, government, industry, and relationship with God. Esau gave up title to the Adamic birthright and is now trying to reclaim it by deceiving the whole world into believing he is chosen of God. It is a lie from the pit of hell. It is a genetic function of the Jews' existence to do the works of their ancestor, Esau, by destroying the white Adamic race. Over 400 million white people have been wiped off the face of the earth in the last 300 years by Jews. I'm going to say that one more time. Over 400 million white people have been wiped off the face of the earth in the last 300 years by Jews. They are used by God to perform in that manner, whether they like it or not, and whether they know it or not. They cannot change who and what they are while on stage any more than a leopard can change its spots. Jeremiah 13:23. This brings us to chapter 8. The final act. As we turn to the final act in God's script, we find it has several interesting and startling scenes that are of profound importance for world events. Here we find the climax in the conflict between good and evil. This act tells of the final completion of the kingdom of God, the exposure of evil persons, the overcoming of troubles by God's people, the times of restitution of all things, and the destruction of the man-made worldly system known as Babylon. It has scenes of war and peace, of rejoicing, and of weeping and gnashing of teeth. The scenes and events in this act thus bring about a turning point in the way in which those in the world perceive things and live their lives. Here we also find a drastic change in the lives of Esau and Jacob, and the way in which the world perceives these two characters. Exit Esau Edom. In this final act of God's script for the world, we find appearing on center stage the same two characters which first made their appearance in Genesis 25, that being Esau and Jacob. The end of the script reads just as most would expect and hope, with justice and a happy ending. Here we find God's people, Israel, being delivered from the hand of their enemy, Edom, who ends up being destroyed. Quote, "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As you have done, it shall be done unto you. Your reward shall return upon your own head. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau. For the Lord, Yahweh, God has spoken it." What is being talked about in these verses is the elimination of Esau as a people. quote, "There shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for God has spoken it." With this decree, God has signed and sealed Esau's death warrant. In this scene, the character Esau Edom makes his final exit off stage, which means he is forever eliminated from the world scene. You can see this also in Isaiah 34:5-6. The book of Jubilees says that when Esau would gain dominion over Jacob, Esau would, quote, "commit a sin unto death, and all thy seed shall be rooted out from under heaven." That's chapter 26:35, the book of Jubilees. Here then we have the extermination of an entire race or group of people, the Edomites. Today this is often called genocide. The Bible actually prophesies the genocide of Esau Edom. Knowing this, we must again put ourselves in the role of Esau to understand what is happening today. If your role called for your destruction, would you not want to change or circumvent that scene? Why is it that the Jew is running around trying to get laws passed internationally and nationally to prevent any acts that could be construed as leading to or causing genocide? Unless, of course, those acts and laws are passed against non-Jews to genocide them, because that's what's really happening, is the opposite of that. If your life was on the line, would you not be doing the same? Think on that. The Jews have instigated and promoted the Genocide Treaty, the Genocide Convention, genocide laws, and even have invented the very word and meaning of genocide. In late November 1944, a book was released titled Axis Rule in Occupied Europe, authored by a Polish Jew and lawyer by the name of Raphael Lemkin. In this book, Lemkin introduced a new word, genocide. Lemkin uttered with grim hyperbolic judgment, quote, "The Nazis have destroyed whole nations, a crime for which the present writer has coined the word genocide, in an analogy with homicide and fratricide. End quote. Genocide, by its definition, was a group offense against another group. It was, in its truest sense, an international crime, one race or nation against another. Raphael Lemkin's new crime, and his new word for it, genocide, achieved dizzying success. Less than a decade after he first fabricated it, enough states represented in the United Nations organization came to ratify the convention, which incorporated it as a new international crime, and most of them surrounded it with enabling legislation to make it the law of their lands as well. All this was achieved by 1951. And remember, that's 1951 when the United Nations codifies it into law. And in 1952, we had Rabbi Rabinovich talking about how they've been at this for the last 3,000 years. And they were bringing it home to kill off the white race. It's a concerted effort by Esau, Edom, the Edomites, the Jews. And it's not a thing of the past. Look around you. And with that, folks, we're going to our break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am still your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to contact me, you may do so by email, thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. And you can check out my work online at bitchute.com, bitchute.com/thefreedomministry. And if you wish to comment and call in on air and be heard, just be respectful and intelligent, you may do so by dialing toll-free 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And please, if you can, donate to RBN. I know they need it. All of us doing the work of God and truth need it. This is not something that pays off in material ways. It just doesn't. So please do so. You can even donate by phone, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, or just go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and check it out. I've been reading from Charles A. Weissman's book, Who is Esau Edom? We're now into chapter 8, talking about how they've invented the word genocide, whole cloth, following World War II, That was Raphael Lemkin's New Crime, which was very successful, of course, with the Nuremberg trials and the United Nations ratifying the convention, making it an international crime, and most of the countries then using the United Nations Charter to usurp their own state constitutions, etc., which the United States has gone and done. To show the world that this new crime of genocide is a potential threat, the Jews found it necessary to fabricate the monstrous lie of their Holocaust story, where 6 million of their race were allegedly killed by Nazi Germany during World War II. The Holohoax. This worked effectively to play on the sympathy of most people, especially when it is presented in a dramatic and emotional manner, and when the real facts be concealed and their own story promoted and put out in the limelight, the spotlight. That's how they did the Holohoax. And I, too, as a child and young man growing up, was indoctrinated into the Holohoax fabrication. And I believed it. Why wouldn't I, unless I saw facts contrary to it, which I eventually did. Now I know, but I didn't. And like most of you out there, we were all indoctrinated growing up by the public fool system. Please, please, please find a way to not put your children through the traumatic indoctrination in their Jewish communist camps, which they call the public education system today. It is to our detriment and peril. We must educate our own, or the Jew will do it for us. The Jews have established several groups and organizations to spread their biased propaganda and to monitor acts they believed may threaten their extinction. One such group, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, dedicates its energies to Holocaust studies. It also tracks down Nazi war criminals worldwide so they can be tried and executed through their kangaroo court in Israeli or UN World Court. They thus are held up as an example to anyone who would dare think of harming or plotting to kill Jews or declare war on them. And let's not forget, there's also the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, or ADL, which strives to institutionalize Holocaust instruction in the nation's schoolrooms. In addition, ADL's Nazi War Criminals Task Force cooperates with government agencies here and abroad to bring these war criminals to justice. End quote. Why is it no other group, nation, or race of people is as worried and concerned about the concept of genocide as the Jews are? It is because in God's script for the world, the Jews are scheduled to be exterminated, and that impending reality is why they are so paranoid about genocide. It would seem the Jews are fearful of receiving the retribution they know they deserve. As the Jew Karl Marx once stated, quote, "There can be no solution of the problems of the world without the destruction of the Jews and their religion, Judaism." Judaism. We're going to take our next break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, and I'll take your call. Don't go anywhere.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past. or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. As always, you can check out my work online at bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry, or send me an email. If you have any questions or wish to share some information, please do so. The Freedom Ministry at protonmail.com. Much appreciated. And if you can, please donate to RBN and keep hosts like me on the air, giving you truth week to week, day to day, and hour by hour. Thank you very much for holding. I'm going to take your next call. Jean in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Chris. I sent you an email, but you probably didn't get it because I didn't put the word "the" in it. So I guess you wouldn't have got it, right?
Where'd you send it?
To Proton, but I didn't put the word "the," so would you have gotten it?
Yeah, no, the Freedom Ministry at protonmail.com.
Okay, yeah, because you don't have it on the about page on the RBN, so I had to try to remember, and I had to misspell it. It's not your fault. I left the "the," so you probably didn't get it. Anyway, I've got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
The question I asked in the email was, what version of the Bible do you read personally yourself, or do you look at all versions? You said
yes.
King James had a lot of errors in it.
Yes, great question,
and
I'll answer that. I personally enjoy. It's called the Concordant Literal Version, and they have it in both Old and New Testament. Concordant is C-O-N-C-O-R-D-A-N-T. Concordant. Okay.
I'll mention literal that to version. Someone that talks about the Bible on the one of the programs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another question. The lady that you used to be on with Tom, the other Tom, mm-hmm. The gentleman you started with.
Yes.
What happened to her?
Well, she... Yeah, that's a great question. Great question. She and I got along, fine. We never didn't get along, but she, as I got more and more into my race and the lineage of my people from the Bible and so on and so forth, she actually got pressure from her family, and not only her family, but subversives from like the Anti-Defamation League and stuff like that, warning her not to affiliate with me. I was, a Jew hater and an anti-Semite and blah, blah, like a whole, she was being harassed, and she was.
Yeah, I figured it had to be something like it, because she said she was Jewish, correct?
Yeah, by birth, yes, absolutely. Yeah, but she didn't practice the religion.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
What happened to Tom, the original Tom? I'm talking about the Tom that you were on with.
Yeah, Tom LaCavera, yes.
LaCavera, I remember his name.
We don't speak as often anymore. I hope he's doing well. We just, weren't parted ways on air. And,
Okay. Well, I enjoyed listening to your program. That's
Thank
the main
you.
Thing. And another thing, have you ever been to Tom, Dr. Tom's lifesave.org, his page?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, if you follow his advice, you'll probably never get another head cold. Maybe.
Okay. What's the website?
I try to, but once in a while, some of his processed food has honey in it or something else, the things I bought before I realized, about Tom. So I've heard him enough, and then it finally resonated with me. I can't convince anybody else so far. One girl in Louisville, she was... that lifestyle before I moved here, and she follows it pretty well, and she's gorgeous. She she's 60, about 60 now, and she looks 30.
Wow. So, and what's that website for everybody?
Lifesave.org. I think it's .org, yeah. I did a lot of printouts and send it to people in their Christmas cards. Whether they want it or not, they got it.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else. That's the main thing. I'm sure there's something else, but... that was the main thing I was just curious about. But anyway, if like I said, I went and I downloaded that one page about what causes disease and all, and I went to the library from the library, and I kind of reduced the font, and the one about cholesterol on the back, I didn't reduce the font as much, and I had like 100 copies made, so I sent at least 30 or 40 of them out with Christmas cards.
There you go.
I can get my husband to follow the pattern. He's talked to Dr. Tom's a few times when Tom has called me, whatever. But, okay, Chris, I love listening to you out there. You take care. God bless you.
You too. God bless you, Jean.
Uh-huh.
You got it. Yeah, I'd much rather get, some information on how to honestly and truthfully take care of my health than some, one-off Hallmark card. So, keep up the great work, Jean. And those with eyes to see and ears to hear, they will get the message, God willing. And we'll jump to the next caller. Thank you for holding, Dan in Washington. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I didn't have enough. I'm actually driving. I couldn't do the research before I called in. I'd like to give more information. But I remember, it's an interesting story about the King of Thailand, its vaccine, because I remember posting about 10 years ago, when you could post anything on the internet, that basically in Thailand they celebrate Nazi swastikas and National Socialist Germany, and I think the King of Thailand was basically a Holocaust denier. So he might be kind of woke to the JQ there. So it's kind of a...
Right. Okay.
I was going to do more research on that, but kind of a good sign,
yeah.
I hope. So.
Sure. That's interesting.
Anyway, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I wasn't aware of that, actually. So I'll have to look into that myself.
Yeah, I'll Google into it. If you like Google, like, celebrations of National Socialist Germany and Thailand and stuff, they got all these pictures of, like, Asian students walking around in Nazi uniforms. It's weird.
I pulled up some articles on it. You're absolutely correct. Whether, you know, I don't know the veracity, but certainly there's stuff to it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Drive safe. God bless you. Yeah, I'm pulling up some headlines here. Thai military's Hitler video condemned by Israel from The Guardian. Yep. Thai school's Nazi-themed parade sparks outrage. This is from 2011. The other one was from 2014. So there is something to it for sure. For sure. And this is all by design, folks. This is all a concerted effort to propagandize the masses and psychologically control us. From cradle to grave. And by and large, they do this with war. But they also do it with medicine, obviously. And if we can harm ourselves and kill ourselves, all the better. Which leads me to the next article I'd like to bring to your attention. And it's from mid-last year, actually. But it's still poignant for today because the war is still going on. And the title is, How Jewish is the War Against Russia? Let's be honest about who is promoting it. And this is written by the author Philip Giraldi. If you don't know who Philip Giraldi is, he was born in 1946. He's an American columnist and commentator and security consultant. He's executive director of the Council for the National Interest since his 2010 appointment to that post, and he was previously employed as an intelligence officer for the Central Intelligence Agency, so CIA, okay? And then he, you know, transitioned to the private sector, private consulting, and he has received criticism for his alleged anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial, and has been quoted saying, quote, those American Jews who lack any shred of integrity or Zionists, when they appear on television, should be labeled like a warning label on a bottle of rat poison. Well, I would agree with Mr. Giraldi. There should be a warning, and it would appear before almost everything you watch on the militarized mind control device called television, or as I call it, Talmud vision. So that's the author of this article, Philip Giraldi. How Jewish is the war against Russia? It begins, 5 years ago, I wrote an article entitled, America's Jews are driving America's wars. It turned out to be the most popular piece that I have ever written, and I was rewarded for it by immediately being fired by the so-called American Conservative magazine, where I had been a regular and highly popular contributor for 14 years. So see the power of the Jew, right, in journalism. I opened the article with a brief description of an encounter with a supporter whom I had met shortly before an anti-war conference. The elderly gentleman asked, why doesn't anyone ever speak honestly about the 600-pound gorilla in the room? Nobody has mentioned Israel in this conference. And we all know it's American Jews with all their money and power who are supporting every war in the Middle East for Netanyahu. Shouldn't we start calling them out and not letting them get away with it? Uh-oh. In my article, I named many of the individual Jews and Jewish groups that had been leading the charge to invade Iraq and also deal with Iran along the way. They used fake intelligence and out-and-out lies to make their case and never address the central issue of how those two countries actually threaten the United States or its vital interests. Because they didn't. And when they succeeded in committing the U.S. to the fiasco in Iraq, as far as I can determine, only one honest Jew who had participated in the process, Philip Zelikow, in a moment of candor, admitted that the Iraq war, in his opinion, was fought for Israel. And I'm not a fan of Zelikow by any means, but he did come out and say that we were fighting the Iraq war for Israel. But even a broken clock is right twice a day, folks. There was considerable collusion between the Israeli government and the Jews in the Pentagon, White House, National Security Council, and State Department in the wake of 9/11. And I should have mentioned this article is from the UNZ.com. It's just www.unz.com. How Jewish is the war against Russia? Under President George W. Bush, Israeli embassy staff uniquely had free access to the Pentagon Office of Deputy Secretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz, not being required to sign in or submit any security measures. It was a powerful indication of the special status that Israel enjoyed with top Jews in the Bush administration. It should also be recalled that Doug Feith's Office of Special Plans was the source of the false WMD information used by the administration to justify the invasion in Iraq, while that information was also funneled directly to Dick Cheney, the vice president, without any submission to possibly critical analysts by his chief of staff, Scooter Libby. Wolfowitz, Feith, and Libby were, of course, Jewish, as were many of their staffs, and Feith's relationship with Israel was so close that he actually partnered in a law firm that had a branch in Jerusalem. Feith also served on the board of Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, or JINSA, which is dedicated to nurturing the relationship between the U.S. and Israel. Currently, the top three State Department officials, Tony Blinken, Wendy Sherman, and Victoria Nuland, are all Zionist Jews. The head of the Department of Homeland Security, which is hot on the trail of domestic terrorist dissidents, is also Jewish, as is the Attorney General and the President's Chief of Staff. They and their boss, Joe Biden, who has a rabbi, do not seem concerned that their client, Ukraine, is no democracy. The nation's current government came into power after the 2014 coup engineered by phony President Barack Obama and his State Department at an estimated cost of $5 billion. The regime change carried out under Barack Obama was driven by State Department Russophobe Victoria Nuland with little help from international globalist George Soros. It removed the democratically elected president, Viktor Yanukovych, who was unfortunately for him a friend of Russia. Ukraine is reputedly both the poorest and most corrupt country in Europe. Witness the Hunter Biden saga. The current president, Vladimir Zelensky, who is Jewish and claims to have Holocaust victims in his family tree, is a former comedian and actor on television who won the election in 2019. He has replaced another Jewish president, Petro Poroshenko, after being heavily funded and promoted by yet another fellow Jew and Ukraine's richest oligarch, Ihor Kolomoisky, who is also an Israeli citizen and now lives in Israel. It all sounds like deja vu all over again, particularly as many of the perpetrators are still around, like Nuland, priming the pump to go to war yet again for no reason. And they are joined by journalists like Brett Stevens at the New York Times, Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper at CNN, and also Max Boot at the Washington Post, all of whom are Jewish and can be counted on to write regular pieces, both damning and demonizing Russia and its head of state, Vladimir Putin, which means it is not only about the Middle East anymore. It's also about weakening and even bringing about regime change under regime change in nuclear-armed Russia, while also drawing some lines in the sand for likewise nuclear-armed China. Let's not forget that Israel is a nuclear power who has not signed on to the nuclear treaty. And I might add that playing power games with Russia is a hell of a lot more dangerous than kicking Iraq around. To put it bluntly, many U.S. government and media Jews hate Russia, and even though they benefited substantially as a group by virtue of their preeminent role in the looting of the former Soviet Union under Boris Yeltsin and continued to be among the most prominent Russian oligarchs, many of the oligarch billionaires like Boris Berezovsky self-exiled when Vladimir Putin obtained power and began to crack down on their tax avoidance and other illegal activity. But many moved to Western Europe, where some bought up football teams, while others went south and obtained Israeli citizenship. Their current grievances somewhat reflect their tribe's demand for perpetual victimhood and the deference plus forgiveness of all sins that it conveys, with the self-promoted tales of persecution going back to the days of the Tsars, full of allegations about pogroms and Cossacks arriving in the night. Stories that rival many of the Holocaust fabrications in terms of their lack of credibility. Many Jews, particularly younger Jews, are finding it difficult to support apartheid Israel and the constant wars being initiated and fought for no particularly credible reason by both Democratic and Republican parties when in power, which is a good thing. But Jewish power in Washington and across the United States is difficult to ignore. And it is precisely those Jewish groups and individuals who have been empowered through their wealth and connections who have been the most vocal leading warmongers when it has come to the Middle East and to Russia. It's all about them taking over the world, the dominion, and the revenge of Jacob Israel. Like you heard me read from the book, Who is Esau Edom? Interestingly, however, some pushback is developing. The Jewish peace group Tikkun has recently published a devastating article by Jeffrey Sachs on the Jews who have been agitating for war. It's entitled Ukraine is the Last Neocon Disaster and describes how the war in the Ukraine is the culmination of a 30-year project of the American neoconservative movement. The Biden administration is packed with the same neocons who championed the U.S. wars of choice in Serbia in 1999, Afghanistan in 2001, Iraq in 2003, Syria 2011, Libya 2011, and who did so much to provoke Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The neocon track record is one of unmitigated disaster, yet Biden has staffed his team with neocons. As a result, Biden is steering Ukraine, the U.S., and the European Union towards yet another geopolitical debacle. Tikkun explains how, quote, the neocon movement emerged in the 70s around a group of public intellectuals, several of whom were influenced by the University of Chicago political scientist Leo Strauss and Yale University classicist Donald Kagan. Neocon leaders included Norman Podhoretz, Irving Kristol, Paul Wolfowitz, Robert Kagan, son of Donald, Frederick Kagan, son of Donald, Victoria Nuland, the wife of Robert, Elliot Abrams, war criminal, and Kimberly Allen Kagan, wife of Frederick. It might be added that Kimberly Kagan heads the Institute for the Study of War, which is often cited in media coverage and even in Congress to explain why we must fight Russia. It has been long recognized by many that a particular antipathy directed against Russia permeates the so-called neoconservative worldview. The neocons are hugely overrepresented at the top levels of government, and as noted above, a number of them are running the State Department while also holding high-level positions elsewhere in the Biden administration, as well as in foreign policy think tanks, including Richard Haass at the influential Council on Foreign Relations. Likewise, the intensely Russophobic U.S. and Western media, foundations, and social networking sites are disproportionately Jewish in their ownership and staffing. And beyond that, Ukraine is to a certain extent a very Jewish-identified place. It's the Jewcrane. The Jewish media in the United States and elsewhere has been showering Zelensky with praise, referring to him as a genuine Jewish hero, a modern Maccabee resisting oppression, a David versus Goliath. T-shirts bearing his image are being sold that read, "Resisting tyrants since Pharaoh." Not to mention the fact that Jews are not Israelites, right? But we'll. While the largely Orthodox Jewish community in New York City has already been raising millions of dollars for Ukrainian aid, we're sending billions over there for this useless war. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that a 2020 demographic survey estimated that besides a core population of 43,000 Jews, around 200,000 Ukrainians are technically eligible for Israeli citizenship, meaning that they have identifiable Jewish ancestry. The European Jewish Congress says that that number could be as high as 400,000. If that's true, it is one of the largest Jewish communities in the world, and it includes at least 8,000 Israelis, many of whom have returned to Israel. So as a U.S.-Russian negotiations leading up to current fighting were clearly designed to fail by the Biden administration, one therefore has to wonder if this war against Russia is largely a product of a long-enduring ethno-religious hatred coupled with the belief in the necessity for a strong American military applied as needed to dominate the world and thereby protect Israel. And that's it. That's ultimately it. It all comes together. This is the same stuff that I've been reading week in and week out from this book and other books before it, and it's right from the Bible, no less. The characters of Esau and Jacob, the Jews, their ancestry, the bloodline of the serpent mixed with the Canaanites, so on and so forth, and God's seed line, Yahweh, the chosen people of God. And Esau Edom has a thirst for revenge to gain dominion over Jacob Israel, because he feels if he can wipe out all existence of Jacob Israel, then he himself and his heirs will have the inheritance. The Bible tells a very different story, though, doesn't it? And it says that it is their line which is marked for extinction, and not that of Jacob Israel. And no, Jews are not white, and Jews are not Israelites. They have falsely and illegally occupied Palestine, calling it Israel, to foister that notion, that false belief that they are of Israel, when they are not. They are of Esau Edom and the line of the adversary, Satan. Thank you for listening, folks. Please donate to RBN if you can. Visit my website, bitchute.com/thefreedomministry, and go to God. God bless you, folks. I'm out. Take it easy.
The comfort you've demanded is now
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.